Well, time now to get you some business news. We have Charles Pellegrin in the studio with us. Morning to you, Charles.
Morning.
We're kicking off with Donald Trump, who's allowing the export of advanced artificial intelligence chips to China. Walk us through that.
So the decision settles a debate that pitted those who wanted to completely stop these exports for national security reasons, as these chips could help Beijing supercharge their military, and those who said U.S. AI chip makers like NVIDIA needed access to the Chinese market in order to maintain their dominance in the sector. U.S. President Donald Trump made the announcement in a social media post on Monday, saying it will allow NVIDIA's second most powerful AI chip, the H200 processor, to be exported to China, but that the U.S. government will collect a 25% fee on those sales, adding that the move will protect national security, create American jobs, and keep America's lead in AI. Details still need to be finalized, notably conditions for shipment or whether there will be a limit to the amount of chips that can be authorized.
Well, so what are the likely consequences of powerful AI chips to China, Charles?
Well, first I wanted to look at the reactions to this announcement. NVIDIA, in a statement offering the H200 chips, said that allowing these chips to approved customers strikes a thoughtful balance that is great for America. But the reaction in the political sphere has not been so positive. A group of Democratic senators described the decision as a colossal economic and national security failure that would boost China's AI industry, notably rivals to OpenAI like DeepSeek, and its military. Even Republican representatives John Molinar criticized the move, saying that China will rip off NVIDIA's technology, mass produce it themselves, and then seek to end NVIDIA as a competitor.
All right, so let's think a little bit about how those consequences are going to, you know, play out with these AI chips in China.
So a nonpartisan think tank, the Institute for Progress, actually looked into this in a report published on Sunday, and among the key implications they outlined were the fact that China would have access to chips that outperform any it can produce domestically, that its AI labs would be able to build AI supercomputers that achieve performance similar to U.S. supercomputers, and finally, that this wouldn't slow down China's efforts to be more self-reliant when it comes to semiconductor design and manufacturing. So it's unclear whether this U.S. decision will actually lead to new sales in China, as Beijing has been telling its companies not to use U.S. technology.
Well, Charles, here in Europe, fears have been growing about the continent's automobile industry steadily being obliterated, it has to be said, by competition once again coming from China.
Mm-hmm. This year, the European Union imported more cars from China than it exported to the country. It's a historic first, and it applies to auto parts as well. While its exports to the U.S. have cratered amid a trade war with the Trump administration, China's trade surplus with the EU is up some 15% this year, with some European leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, to suggest the bloc may need to roll out hefty tariffs of its own to protect its endangered manufacturing base. Brian Quinn and our colleagues at France Télévisions take a closer look.
For his next company car, this French businessman has chosen China. He's picking up his new BYD. The brand may not yet be a household name in France, but it's already a global giant. His model is a plug-in hybrid with an 870-kilometer range priced at just over 44,000 euros. More and more French car buyers are making the same call, and the brand isn't hiding its ambitions.
We've gone from 50 dealerships to 70. Next year, we're looking at 200 French sites. Demand is very strong.
Companies like BYD, MG, and XPeng are taking over Europe as China's booming EV sector seeks out new markets. 200 companies pushing the boundaries of technological innovation and becoming a point of national pride. They're generally priced at 20 to 30% less than their European counterparts, and car parts are increasingly part of the trend. Imports are up 67% since 2021. This year, for the first time ever, Europe imported more cars from China than it sent as exports, in part because European companies have their own factories in China.
Two-thirds of Chinese imports are from Chinese companies. The rest, though, are from BMW, Mercedes, Dacia, who have chosen to produce there because the costs are lower.
The EU has slapped hefty tariffs on fully electric vehicles from China, but there are loopholes for gasoline-electric hybrids for now. Leaders like France's Emmanuel Macron are increasingly floating the idea of heftier duties in the face of a massive trade deficit with China.
Meanwhile, China's Premier Li Qiang spoke this Tuesday at a meeting attended by the heads of the IMF, World Bank, and World Trade Organization. And without naming U.S. President Donald Trump, he said the greater effort was needed to reform global economic governance due to the trade war waged by Washington. Take a listen.
Since the beginning of this year, the threat of tariffs has been brandished across the globe, with various trade restrictions proliferating and severely disrupting the world economy. As the situation unfolds, the mutually detrimental consequences of tariffs have become increasingly evident, while calls for the preservation of free trade have grown ever more insistent.
Well, Charles, let's round things off with an essential look at the markets today.
Let's have a look at the European bourses. We're seeing a soft open for these bourses this Tuesday, with the DAX and Frankfurt leading the gains up 0.2% higher. Investors are awaiting the U.S. Federal Reserve's monetary policy update, which is due on December 10th, so on Wednesday, with a rate cut widely expected for the last meeting of the year.
Okay, Charles, thank you very much for bringing us up to date with the business. Thanks very much indeed.